is.
Oh, it's a strange place.
There.
All right.
Don't press it.
Normally they're on.
No, no, no.
Can
you feel the actual button?
Yeah, I really did. It's awesome.
It says S on it in Braille, in big Braille.
For stop.
Yeah, obviously.
Call for all. Snooze. So if you press it, you have a kit.
It's probably not the best thing to do on a bus in case you missed a stop.
Oh, sure, I missed a stop. Press it. I'm patting my dog.
No, it sounded miles away.
It's made out of plastic.
Your dog is made out of plastic.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not in Scotland yet. So just to let them know.
What?
I'm not a monk yet, just to let them know.
Oh, anyone following me might not understand that. Have a look on the Idel account if you're interested in the monk issue. And listen to an audiobook called Life
Change of Life.
And then listen to Change of Life Confession as well.
E-I-D-O-E-L.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm hijacking your boot.
You are, but it's okay.
You do it to me, though.
What's I do?
So this is a bus, and it tells you where you are.
Brilliant.
But I much prefer the tube. Oh, it's Broadway.
I know it is.
What?
I was just surprised it was. I just thought it would say Greenford. What?
Smell it.
What is
it? Just what bus.
Oh, yes, it's definitely a different clientele.
It really
to
is.
The
just omnibus, it's for all the people.
Is it?
Yeah. What's that?
Acton Old Town.
It's not Acton Town, is it?
Ew.
What's in the Old Town? Old people?
I don't know.
Old buildings? Old memories? We've just been to church again.
We have.
The dog's tail.
To Tenumbra.
To Greenford
Broadway. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Briefly, the service was lovely singing, lots of nice bird.
Ooh.
And the candles were extinguished one by one. It felt more like an art appreciation class, really. Talking about pictures. Mm. Maybe he's struck down by the Lord again.
No, I was just letting you talk.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't have much to add at that point, that's all. And I'm listening to the bus as well. Oh, I'd forgotten what it's like to go on a bus.
I have, and it's grim. I stopped taking buses when I could.
Now you know why.
Yeah.
Well, you know, bit of an adventure.
It's
there.
Funny, everyone tells you, I'll take the bus, it's fine. They're the people who never take buses.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I was in another part of the world, someone says, oh, take a bus, it's lovely. And he hasn't taken a bus in 40 years, probably. It is, it's like a cocktail of vodka.
Yes, it's not great.
A mixture of sour beer, feet and sweat and wax jackets.
Nice.
It's quite beautiful. Oh. I should release it called, you know, what do they call it?
What?
Ode omnibus. Body smells positively fragrant in comparison. Just to let everyone know, he was wet earlier on, so...
He smelled of wet dog.
Because it was raining. I had to sort that out.
Yeah,
Do you want to tell them?
No, you tell them.
Well, we were in somewhere, I don't know where, I can't remember, someplace.
Somebody's house.
That's it. And I touched my rucksack and I said, this is soaking wet. What's going on? Why is it so wet? Then I went, it's been raining. Yeah, I'm a simple soul.
You sounded so surprised.
I was surprised.
Oh, dear. There's a door behind us as well.
There is, eh?
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, there were bus conductors on red buses. I used to take those. I used to take the 223 from West Drayton to Uxbridge.
Wow, that's quite a lot of people.
Huh?
Quite a lot of people.
When I was their dad.
Hmm?
Now, I know Gwentleyan listens to you.
Yeah.
So, Gwentleyan and any other American, Canadian types.
Oh, yeah,
what
don't
are the buses like in your part of the world? Because I've been to America, but I didn't take a bus. You
didn't take a Greyhound?
No. Greyhound buses are interstate.
Oh.
Poodles are, you know, within states.
Poodles?
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
No.
Promise.
So the greyhounds you get from like state to state, but
yeah,
ones
but you're
you
doing a stupid
states,
grin now, so you're
not.
Winding me up.
Ones
yeah.
you get within states are called poodles.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see if an American can tell me if that's true, because do you know what? I don't believe
well,
you, writer
true.
Of fiction.
So she would go from Billings, Montana to Miles City, so you would say you would get the poodle rather than the greyhound if you're going from Montana to Colorado, so.
Whee! Turn the corner! BJ's like, I wish we'd gone on the tube, we'd have been home by now.
Absolutely. Just have a glass of wine after this.
Absolutely.
And a chocolate.
What road?
Millfield.
They're not that clear, really.
They're not. It's not like the tube.
No, they're a bit kind of fancy, aren't they? What?
Yeah. Pause it a minute.
Yeah, hang on, just a sec.
Just double tap two fingers.
Hello again, Greenville. Well, that's our bus going off into the distance, and now we've got to work out
where the hell we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So Oscar's find the way.
Okay.
So
and
way
I'll then. Follow you.
How do you do that? It's not easy. Find the way.
Because you're noisy, aren't you? That's a train. So, I think, shall I try finding the way instead?
No.
No?
Find the way.
Well, he's not going to do it, is he? So. Perfumes. Oh, I wonder if this is the garage that we normally.
What?
I wonder if that's the garage we normally go by.
Hold on a sec, stand a minute, please. Just do my. Could you do me a favour?
Yeah?
Just hold Oliver a minute, let's do a lace up.
I wonder if this is the garage we normally go by. Anyway, this is not a very interesting audio boo at the moment.
Well, we'll boo when we find out where
so
we
I'll
are.
So I'll pause it for a minute. And we'll boo when we know what we're doing.
There you
go. Bye for now. So hello, audio boom.
So it's swinging right here.
Yeah, so it was quite easy to find where we were because we we walked along a little bit further from the bus stop, and there was the tube station that we needed. So that was good. So BJ, let's do a little review, shall we? I'll let you do a little review of the bus travelling experience.
Well, imagine a skip turned upside down.
Yeah.
Put wheels on it.
Yeah.
Put a really cheap tape recorder in it.
Yeah.
Get a pair of old trainers.
Yeah.
A pair of old shoes.
Yeah.
A pair of old socks.
Yeah.
A can of beer that's been laying dormant for about a week.
Yeah.
And it's all fermented and fizzy and nasty.
Yeah.
Get some brie.
Brie.
Put that in a glass of something. Let it warm up and get all nice. Turn that into an aerosol spray.
Oh.
Spray that in the air.
It really wasn't that bad at all.
And then you got a bus experience.
No, you're exaggerating.
Me?
You really are.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, how would you describe that?
Well,
it was right, really.
It was okay.
Didn't make a habit of it.
No, the tube is a lot quicker. I should explain the reason why we went on the bus is because there's a very early morning church service on Sunday. It's called an Easter Vigil service, and it's at 5:30 in the morning. And in order for me to get there, there isn't a tube, so I might have to catch the bus. So, yeah, we were giving the bus a go to, check it out.
The problem is, though,
yeah,
the driver is so insulated,
yeah,
and closed off because of,
yeah,
people kicking off.
Yeah.
They have no way of
telling you where you are or anything.
Telling where you are if anything goes wrong or helping you out.
No, they don't.
Like in a taxi, you know, in a glass box.
Mm. Kind of on display in a museum or something.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're going to get any jip, necessarily. One, not just you.
Mm.
But I've never felt, you know, threatened on the tube.
Mm. I have to say, I didn't... Generally...
No.
What's he doing?
Being all of
I didn't... Most of the time, I tended to feel relatively safe on the buses in and near Worcester, especially during the day, which is when most of them ran anyway, and even into the evening. But this bus somehow didn't feel as safe to me. I mean, we got to the stop and this bloke who sounded a bit drunk started talking to us, and I just thought, wow, the first ever London bus experience since I moved here, and already there's a drunk talking to us.
I mean, he didn't sit near us or anything.
No, but he could have done.
Yeah.
And the trouble with drunks is you don't know what they're going to do.
But if you're by yourself, it might be.
I wouldn't go by myself, I don't think, unless I was in a real fix. And even then, I'm not sure whether it would just be safer to get a taxi.
I mean, what people don't know in audio, Boo, is I'm 6'7" in black.
Yeah, right. BJ is pretty muscular, though, and he does judo and what else do you do?
Rowing.
Yeah, but you do other martial arts,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
And weights, and, you know, he's very muscular and strong. And there is Oliver with him as well, but I don't think Oliver would actually do anything if someone tried to attack you. Would he?
Yeah, he's given people a growl before.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the bus.
It wasn't terrible.
No. Nothing awful happened or anything.
It's not my preferred form of transportation.
Nor mine. I love the tube. And I find that the overground train isn't as good either. Because the staff... Well, we noticed it, didn't we? We went to Richmond for a visit today. And the staff at Richmond aren't employed, I don't think, by...
The Network Rail.
Yeah, instead
it's
of...
It's like an Ealing. They get the Network Rail staff at the gate, get the tube staff to help.
Yeah.
And there's a marked difference between the tube staff at a station like Euston, for example, as opposed to the Virgin staff or the tube staff. Mm. You know, rail staff are pretty pants.
They are, and they don't know how... Oh, yeah, he was guiding me earlier, and...
By your hair?
No. he didn't really know how to do it. I had to say to him, let me hold your arm, and I'll follow you. And then when there was a step up, instead of just moving upwards because he was going up the step, he lifted my hand right up in the air. You know, like the way you put your hand up in the class? Right in the air. He's going, up we go! Something I was like, what? It's really strange. So, yeah, very bizarre.
Because so Network Rail own the rail, and I think the actual...
At Richmond, yeah, I think they do. Because I didn't know until very recently that the Richmond bit of the railway and some of the rest of it going away from Richmond towards the rest of the district line is actually not owned by the Tube. London Underground, that'll be.
Yeah. I was told the other day that Virgin Watt ownership back off Network Rail because of the customer service has been so poor.
Yeah.
I experience bad customer service almost weekly.
Yeah, Euston are pretty...
Euston are terrible.
Interesting.
Birmingham are pretty good.
Yeah.
But what I don't get, Network Rail and Euston... Sorry, Euston and Birmingham run by Network Rail. And they've had the same training, in theory.
I don't think they have, though.
Well, the difference is marked.
They
marked.
They too much church, BJ.
Yeah.
But in London, they have the buggies, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, some of the people in Birmingham can be a bit interesting as well. Some of them are brilliant. But what really annoys me is when you get a lecture about, oh, you didn't book assistance. It's like, oh, yeah, excuse me for wanting to travel spontaneously, like everyone else.
You're not allowed to be in a rush, ever.
No.
Because blind people don't do anything important.
No.
So you can't have a meeting or anything, be in a rush.
No.
And you can't do anything spontaneous. You've got to do it weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And be like, whatever, mate, I've got hours to spare me.
Yeah.
And what I hate about it, and I've ranted about this before, it doesn't matter about what you're doing, your level of ability, they always put you on a buggy.
Yeah.
And I hate that, because last time, I couldn't fit in the buggy with my dog, and there's other people in it. So I had to wait for them to... Wait for him to take them somewhere, then come back for me.
Yeah.
So I ended up waiting ages.
Yeah.
And that's discrimination.
Anyway, we've wandered away from the topic of buses, really, haven't we?
Mm.
But it's all relevant stuff.
Yeah.
And that kind of dribbling noise is rain dribbling off my house onto the floor from earlier. And we're home. We got on a bus and we got off it and we made it home without too much trouble, didn't we?
Yeah. I'm going to say goodbye to your chaps, going to let Oliver out.
Okay. Not here. Bye bye, Boomville. You're gonna say bye bye?
Hello?
You're gonna say bye bye to them then?
Bye
bye. Back in church already. BJ thinks he's the priest. Bye bye. Won't let me stop the boo yet, because...